Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Anita. Welcome to Rambles. I have had one of those days, but I finally got figured out what show topic I wanted to do today. And yeah, it's another 30-minute episode. Oh, joy. You get to hear my voice for 30 minutes. So today's episode will be about the word no. And I'll also touch on the election because I found out about the New York Times and Donald Trump getting away with not paying almost $1 billion. I'm like, I give credit to his tax accounts. I mean, bravo CPA in Florida, bravo. It's true. If I want to avoid paying taxes for 18 years and for like $916 million, I want to go to that account. He's a great account. I mean, really, if you could afford that account, you want him as that account. But that will be later in the show. For now, this episode will be about the word no. You know, as kids, we love the word no. We just practice it. It's like, no, no, no. Or the Meghan Trainor song, no. What about no? No, 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 no. But somewhere along the lines, as people, we lose that. We let society take away our no's. I can tell you how many times I've said yes to something that I wanted to say no to. It's like, I don't want this. And I get it, especially and as females, it's so much harder to say no. It's like, no. No is a two-word, but it's the hardest thing because there's this thing about being liked that ruins it. It's like, but the most important person to like is myself. If I like, and no, not just like, but love. I love myself enough to say no. No. You tell me to have self-control, and part of self-control is saying no. No to myself, which, according to a therapist, is like part of being an adult, is learning to tell yourself no. And if I have to live with me, I have to live with the consequences of my actions, and I can tell myself no. Why can't I tell it to other people? Especially when not telling them no is causing me unhappiness. Like, what? Yes, that's true. Not saying no. Saying yes when you want to say no to other people is saying no to yourself, and it's not good. And part of being an adult is learning when to say no. No, I do not want this. Not being me, but it's no, I don't want this. And going back to it, I mean, my first car was a piece of crap that I hated, and a part of me knew to say no, and it was a financial mistake. When I moved into my first apartment, I was helping, and something told me to say, I didn't listen to that no, and I'm quite frankly, no, 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 no. And maybe I'm like exercising my nose of 33 years of not, well, no, as a kid, I probably said no a lot, and then going back to what I said a few minutes ago, I let other people take my no's. It's like, going back to it, no, there will be a lot of no's in this episode. So, to Oklahoma reference, I don't know how many of my listeners watched Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, but there's a song called I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No, and I know it's a slutty song, but the gist is it ain't so much a question. But take away the slutty context, it's true. When someone cannot say no, and it's like, it ruins the yes. That's another thing. Saying yes to everything devalues a yes. Even Steve Jobs, he would ask one of his associates, how many times did you say no today? Most bosses don't ask that, but you know what? How many bosses have a $1 billion company? Yeah, I might have gotten fired, but how many of them start a company, $1 billion company, get fired, and come back and make it into greatness? Your manager probably didn't do that. So this manager, if he can come, how many times did you say no? Say no more than you say yes. It protects the yes. And that sounds crazy, but it's true. Because it means your yes means something. It's like, if I can get a yes, it's more effective than everybody, yes, yes, it's great. It's like supply and demand. You want something that other people don't have. If everybody has a yes, right, it's like, it's really not worth it. No, 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 no. I'm enjoying saying no. This is fun. It's fun saying no. Think about it. I stated low, but so much stuff I didn't say no. That's why kids like it. It's a freeing, simple word that that we lost as adults. I can deal with losing the invisible friend. I can't deal with the fact that I let other people take away my nose. That's wrong. That's disrespectful. That is masochism. Even though in true masochism, your safe word is not no or stop. It's like furry. Okay, not furry, but flower. Tulip. Book. Something you don't just randomly scream out during, but it's there for a reason. Just like the word, it's there for a reason. And you have to get back into using it. Practice it. It's a very hard thing, but it's a powerful weapon. And I get it, because you don't want kids getting hurt, so that's why. But you have to give somebody back that weapon so they can be successful as an adult. Let them practice it. The consequence, so it's like, this is when you use your no. If it's something that, and there's that little voice of God or a universe, you know, that will tell you, this is the time to use it. You know, you pray, this is the time when you use this little tiny word. Lie off my nose. Lie off. Or in Shauna, and I love what Shauna Ron said about the word no. She's like, every time you say, saying no to others is saying yes to yourself. That'll make it easier. Stephen Moyer did an interview when he was on True Blood. He said the only power an actor has is the right to say no. Saying this tiny word, masochistic feel that judges you on looks, oh, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart, could you be lighter, could you change your hair color, could you change your boob color, your boobs are too small, get bigger boobs, get smaller boobs, blah, 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 blah. The only power they have is that little tiny word. That is a power everybody has. And if people, because let's face it, entertainers, I'm an entertainer. I also do body part. But that's your only power. Know when and how to use it, and don't deny that power. It's there. It's a lovely, wonderful, it's your protective gear. In Oklahoma, I apologize for my bad singing. I'm not a singer. I'm really not. I rarely even sing in the shower. But one is, don't be that girl. In more ways than one, you know. Or, okay, don't be that. And if you're a guy listening, don't be that guy who can never say no. No. Because it's going to internalize and it's going to run. But you gave up your no. Don't give up your no. No is an important, very, very important phrase. I actually had to clear some people, some potential clients, because I'm like, no, I can't do this. I could, but I would really prefer not to do this because it's stress. It's a waste of my time. No, I don't. No. And very grumpy. And that's probably why old people, they reclaim their nose. And that's why when you try to get them to do anything, they're like, no. Because of all the times I said yes to something I wanted to say no to, I'm going to wield this weapon or whatever non-renewable resource, and you can go back and check out that episode. I'm going to use the time left to enjoy it. No. Say it, and there's a part of you, every fiber of your, when there's that pit in your stomach, and there's been research that some of your brain matter is actually in your gut. That brain matter in your gut, if you're not like masochist, but literally there's parts of your brain in your, I don't know how that happens, but when that part says, say no, please listen. It's there for a reason, like skin or an appendix. It's more important than appendix. Your ability to say no is more important than appendix. So anyway, I can't believe how much time I have left. Wow. So I can talk about the whole Trump thing since I really didn't go into it, and maybe even touch on other things. So, or come back to this later, who knows. So anyway, the Trump, for those who did not read the New York Times, and I mentioned it, you know, if you're catching up later, Donald Trump
was man able to write off $916 million. Yes, that number. How do you write off that much? Very good accountants and lawyers. I'm like, I can't believe it. But I don't get how that happens. But it was a tax write-off. It's been in the New York Times. It's been in the Washington Times, Washington Post. That's not about Democrat or Republican. It's just you ruined companies. How are you? You are smart. You're smart enough to hire smart people to fix your stuff. But this was in the news reports. It was nearly $1 billion in losses in 96 that could have gotten him out of pain. He claimed a loss of nearly $1.9 billion. Washington Post put it at nearly $1 billion in losses in 96, and that gotten him out of paying federal income taxes for years. So it was 3 years before then and 15 years after. I'm in shock and awe. But it shielded him for that long. Like, how do you get away with not paying taxes that long? Like, oh my gosh. If you as a listener want to read it, it's just Google it. But that's crazy. Or going back to what I said, you can say no. Today's episode was I was debating between doing an episode on no and also an episode about clients. And I'll probably go into it more for the client episode because I've been dealing with a lot of crap quality clientele. Not just the snowflakes, but the flakes. They're not snowflakes. They're the ones who will give you every excuse. I mean, I have a spreadsheet of excuses I've heard from clients. I even was on a business where I'm like, what's the craziest excuse you've ever heard from a client? My furniture was late. Mine, I had one tell me, this is true, my old dog that my ex has died and I've got to go take care of it. Like the day of our meeting. And I get if you love your dog. Like, I love my co-host, and I still think he should be president. I'm not crazy. Look at the people running for president. I think my co-host would be a good president. And I'm like, oh, my God. This guy really gave me this excuse. The water pipe leaked at work and blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Back to the word of the day? No. You get to an age where you're like, I can't deal with not saying yes to myself. I can't deal with, and another episode, we're really touching on previous and future episodes, and I really should take the meditation advice and be in the moment. But the resource, I can't waste my non-renewable resource on this. I've got to stop this with the word no, this isn't working. No, this isn't what I want. It really is not mean to say. It's masochistic not to say, this is not what I want. No, this is what I, and go after what you want. Have enough self-love, and everybody asks like, oh my gosh, self-love's bad. I mean, people make masturbate like this. You can't get pregnant masturbating. Yeah, I went there with the M word. But, and not just love yourself and say, but love yourself enough to be like, I love myself enough to not waste. I love myself and I love my time enough to use the word no for something I don't want to do. There was another great piece of advice I got about the N word. Yeah, this is the third N word because I've been lots of N words going on. The big M word, the little M word, not, and the little N word causes a lot of people not to use this N word. No, because you're nice and you worry about people. I'm like, why? People are not going to care about your own feelings. People have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. We went over that in the last episode. Remember that. It makes it easier to say no. This is in my best interest to say no. But every time you say yes to something you want to say no to, you are saying no to something you should have said yes to. Okay, so I'm paraphrasing. But basically, it's every time you say yes to, the quote is, every time you say yes to something you want to say no to, it's preventing you from doing what you really want to do. And it sounds childish. Because, kids, they want to run around eating ice cream all the time. And you tell them to eat their vegetables, they don't have space for that, which is what they want. In that case, I get it because, let's face it, it's necessary. But even as an adult, saying yes to something you don't want to do leads to a lot. It keeps you from doing what truly needs to be done, not sort of, kind of, that really needs to be done. And you end up resenting the people. Much you say yes to some, it's like no, and you say, and it's an anger, and so just say no. And if the person can't respect that no, maybe they shouldn't be around. Maybe they just don't respect you, because if you respect somebody, you can respect their boundaries. No is a very good boundary. It's like a wonderful door, and if people can walk through that door for your peace and not even regard it, maybe you should kick them out. They're not paying. They're not valuable. No is important. It's hard to say, but it's necessary. It gives you peace in your head, in your life, in your time. Because when you do something you really don't want to do, you're looking for an out. So you're not even enjoying it, because even if it's something you thought about doing, it's like, I could have been doing this, I could have been doing that. Why did I do this? I had that happen this week, and I'm like, I sort of resented the person for asking. It's like, no. And I frankly should have used my no. It's a lifeline. It's there. Don't say yes to what not. The stuff you say yes to really is not going to hurt you. All right, okay, don't say, the true yeses. That's awesome. The yes to yourself. It's not really going to hurt you. I mean, if you say yes to drinking a cup of coffee, okay. If you say no to the baguette. I like the baguette. Okay. It's not going to hurt you not to eat it. If you say no to the vegetables, it depends on the vegetable, because I have a thing about cooked carrots, so I would say no to the cooked carrots unless they're in coconut milk. They're good in coconut milk, but it's not going to kill me. Know your bounds. Learn how to use the no. Very rarely will the no get you in trouble. Saying yes more than no will get you in trouble. Just learn how to use it. And even with kids, they learn how to, not just because, oh, I said so, which sounds, and I get it as a parent, you're just like, because I said so. I'm like, you're not God. And that's always the hard, and I hope if I ever have a human child, I never use that phrase, because it's like, I don't even, just call me on my own hypocrisy, honey. So, it makes the yes better. I look forward to using the no's. And I think of all those makeovers that wasted my time. It's like, no, this is you're wasting my resource. Go away. It's true. Like, that is the most hurtful and masochistic thing I've done, is wasted my time on things I should have said no to. And I've got to live with that. I can't change it. There's no time machine. But I can use those as learning tools to not make the same mistake over, because that's insanity.
that is true insanity, saying yes, just constantly saying yes. Yes, like, no. I want my no. I need to learn to say, I need to really, and I hope you guys, you listeners do it too, learn to say yes to yourself by saying little tiny words. And don't worry about the other N word, the secondary N word. It causes too many problems. Just use those two little letters, or even the, go up to three letters with that N word. Knit. In a lot of languages, it's only two. There are like hundreds of languages. That N word still is only two letters. If it's that important that very few languages will translate it, if it stays the same in most languages, obviously it's a powerful word. And it will save you. Please save yourself. And yeah. So that's it for now. Talked about Trump, and maybe I should have just made this episode 15 minutes instead of 30 at the time. It seemed like a good one. But the next episode, I may do it about the clients, because anybody who owns a business or does freelance or consulting has experienced client excuses like, oh, dear God, you really said that. And when you run your own business, you also have to realize one thing. The customer, yes, the customer has the right to be wrong. Like everybody's like, oh, the customer's always right. Yeah, that saying was back in the day when people died at 40 of a heart attack. No longer effective when you're living a 70 or 80. And also, yes, the customer has the right to be wrong. I know I just said it, but it's true. And I've also got Josh Stone's song, Right Wrong, is beginning to pop up into my head. That's your right. Every human being has that right. And as a company, and people act shocked when you do it, you have the right to refuse service. Oh my gosh, you need to recognize my inner snowflakiness and get... No, snowflake, go melt. I have the right to refuse it. And not all clients are worth having. And the ones who give you so many bad excuses, you're like, really? Just tell me you don't want my service. I can respect a client who's like, no, thank you. Yeah, you use your no. Okay, goodbye. You know, ask them, how can they improve? Oh, okay. Thank you. Goodbye. Nothing offensive. And it's really not making me mad. But when you give me an excuse of, okay, first time we call for an appointment, well, I hit a dog. I've had a client say that. Here's the pictures. My computer's messed up for work when we're supposed to meet, and the tech guy's coming to my home to fix it. And one client, I just put him on I have an a-hole client list. Yeah, I do. First time I was supposed to meet this client who gave the dog, and he's the same one who gave the computer excuse. So I was like, oh, well, you know, my computer guy's coming. Then it's like, oh, well, then it was like, oh, well, I hit the dog. Here's the pictures of the dog. I'm not making it up. It's like, really? Yeah, after that first one, but you try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But after the third, it's like three strikes, you're out in this ball game, baby. Bye, 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 bye. No, no. Another, and it's really hard to let clients go, especially when you're starting a business, but your time. The only resource you only have, very few things you have, right to say, and your time. Why waste time? And that's why I put them on that list. It's easier just to spend 2 seconds typing them on the list. If that person calls again, they're on that list. No. Yes, I'm opting into my veto power of vetoing this customer. Because my time is much too valuable. And some people have been bad clients, not because they're bad people, but some, they just don't recognize it. And it's like, word of the day? No. It's awkward, it's hard, but it's,
relearning to use the word no. It just has to be back in your muscle memory. No. Okay, no. Just practice it. Maybe like a workout. You know, you're supposed to stretch, supposed to lift weights, walk 10,000 steps a day, practice your no, because they're just as important. It's a mental exercise using the word no. No. Okay, I've done my exercise of the word learning to use this wonderful gadget. Don't overexert. Practice. Proper practice. And that, yes, proper practice helps. But, hey, it's a step in the right direction to do it. You know, learn to say it. Makes it easier. Yes, dear. And, you know, no. And it gains you more respect. You can respect yourself more when you learn to get your boundaries. It's like, I respect and love myself enough to give myself peace. Because at the end of the day, I have to live in my body. I have to live with these. I love myself enough to give myself peace by using these words. No. No. All those times I said yes to something and that hurt so bad. And I know you're like, oh, you're harping. But they hurt. They hurt. Like, I mean, I'm not sure if the catheter hurt because I've had a catheter and I know that's like TMI. But I've had one and I'm like, I'm really not sure which one hurt. No, hurt more. Saying yes all those times I wanted to say no and didn't use my power, or the catheter. And I really, at least the catheter was necessary. So, yeah, got 3 minutes left. I have not tuned into the new Saturday Night Live. Probably catch some clips of that. My co-host is being really, really good. He's just sitting here watching me. I gave him a bath. He's cute. He's all in dog years. He is the same age. He's almost the same age as the people running for president. Because I think he'll be like 9 or 10 this month. Next month. Yeah, this month. So happy birthday to him. And he's like, whatever. Because, you know, he's a dog. So he's like, just feed me and rub my belly. I really think he would be a good president. I'm not crazy. I've gotten to the point where I'm ready to, as a human, a part of me does want Dolly Parton if I got to choose a human president. I also think a houseplant would be good. Houseplants, the hot air comes out. It would be good for the hot air. I did think about a goldfish. Yeah. I've lost some brain cells, but when you look at, okay, so I got the 90-second mark, and I'm just rambling, but, you know, that's the name of the show, is Rambles. Again, and I apologize for it, but the supply and demand, oversupply with the no's, because that makes the yes more valuable. Give the no to yourself. It's a peace of mind to yourself. Don't be the person going around singing, I can't say no. People will take advantage of that, not because they're bad people, but because people have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. And, well, you didn't care enough about yours. Why should anybody else care? Shonda Rhimes was right. She's also a great song, a great writer. As a person, that's one of the few powers you have. Respect your no. Give them the door out of your life. So, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. And I will see you in 2 weeks. Not sure what the episode is going to be about. It might be about the clients, you know, more in depth. Go to my spreadsheet. Have a good Sunday. Got the 10-second mark. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye.